Well, today we have a guest joining us here on our program. Brigham Hoig is with us this morning, the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. We've got a few food programs we're going to talk about that are coming up very, very soon here this morning. Brigham, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Jim.
You bet. It looks like it's a busy time with some of these programs that are going on. We've got food box giveaways, the Farmers to Families food box giveaways coming up in Atlantic here this weekend and also a little later this month, and then another drive-through mobile food pantry event in Anita. It's a busy month.
It's a really busy month for food. Yes, we've got a lot of food available in Cass County this month.
How did these programs all come up so quickly here?
So the USDA Farmers to Families food boxes are actually going to be changing in the future. This is like the last month that they're available to nonprofits. So we got asked by a couple different areas if we'd like to have part of a busload, and twice we said yes. So we ended up with two in May, May 8th and May 18th for these Farmers to Families boxes. When you talk about the mobile pantry in Anita, that's a quarterly thing and just so happened to be the same month as we had two deliveries from the USDA.
Well, they're great opportunities for folks who do need the assistance. And I know with the pandemic last year, there was a lot of assistance that was needed. We would hope that things would slow down, but the need is always going to be there, right?
It is. And yes, yes, we do want to encourage people, hey, if you feel like you just need it a little bit, that's okay. Come get it now, because we have a lot of food and we can't keep this food. This is perishable food that we need to have people pick up when we get it.
Is that one of the nice parts about these particular programs, is it's not really means tested? You don't need to come in and prove need?
It is so nice. Yes, it's so nice for running it. It's so nice for making sure that people can get it easily. We allow people, at least in the case of the USDA Farmers to Families boxes, you can just pick up a box for somebody else. Just, hey, you know, your grandma is home. There's no need to put her in the car. There's no need to, you know, make sure that your neighbor can go at the same time. Just say, hey, I'll grab one for both of us.
Well, and we've had these here in the area before. Have we run out or run into issues with not enough folks coming to get the distributions?
So I will say we have run out a couple of times, but we have made some really good changes to avoid that. So I have some partnerships like with food pantries and other food insecurity organizations in Cass County that will come after the giveaway and they'll take our extras. But I am going to have 700 boxes on May 8th and 600 on May 18th. So we are talking like a lot of food. And we are, like I said, having to plan the partners pick up afterwards. So we should not be running out. So I think we're going to be open for the full time frame.
Wow. That's an amazing amount. Talk about what's in those boxes.
Yeah, so the Farmers and Families boxes are, 10 pounds of fresh produce, 5 pounds of dairy, and 5 pounds of pre-cooked meat. So when I said, like, hey, we got to get this stuff to a refrigerator, it's not going to last long. It's great food, though. That's exactly what people want.
Okay, very good. And again, those will be pre-packaged. It's not like you're coming in and doing a shopping spree.
Right, right. It's just drive-through, so it's safe, and it's easy, and it's very quick.
Okay. Well, give us the details. And they're drive-through events. They're easy and quick. Tell us when, where, and all those details we need to know.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So this is this Saturday at the Cass County Community Center. The Community Center is at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. It's the big building at the top of the hill at the fairgrounds. We'll have directions, just drive-through, like I said. And this Saturday, it's noon to 3 p.m. No cost. Everyone's welcome. You can pick up an extra box for your friend or neighbor. Again, on May 18th at the Cass County Community Center again. This time, it's going to be from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Again, it's the drive-through pickup, everything like that. And if you maybe you work till 5 and you want to come on Tuesday, then I just need folks to call me and reserve to keep a box a little bit later. And my number is 712-249-5870. Then I'll just make sure I keep some boxes there later.
It can't be any easier than this.
It's so easy, and I'm so glad that we're getting one on this Saturday. I think the Saturday is the best because people won't be working. It should be an easy time to come. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And again, that's not means tested, no documentation. And also, it's happening in Atlantic, but that doesn't just mean it's for folks in Atlantic.
That is so right. Yes, Jim. It's from anyone in Cass County can come to these drive-thrus. Yes.
Okay. And again, that's for both the one coming up this Saturday, May 8th, and also the one coming up on Tuesday, May 18th. So put those notes on your calendar so you're aware. They'll be in the same location. It'll be the same process both times. The only difference will be the timing on those, the time changes on the two dates there. So put those on your calendar. Make sure you don't miss those. And tell other folks who you think might have a need. I suppose if you know of someone that, you know, in your circle of friends, maybe that's a member of your church or club or something that you think might benefit from the program, spread the word.
Yes, please. Yes.
Now, talking about the Anita drive-through mobile food pantry that's coming up on May 19th, just a little further down the road here, you said this is a quarterly event, so folks should be somewhat familiar with this one?
Yes, but I will say it's only been held once in Anita. Typically, this is in Atlantic. But due to the pandemic, there's been a change in how it works, and that's also a drive-through pickup, which, like I said before, is really the easiest way to go. Nobody's got to carry heavy boxes. This is Food Bank from the Heartland Food. It's going to be some fresh food as well as some non-perishable food. It's always really good food that they give out. I highly recommend it. Again, it's not just for people from Anita, but it's being held at the Anita Food Pantry.
Okay, very good. So it'll run very similar to the other one, that you won't need to get out, do shopping. You won't have to really handle anything.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, I've talked with different people at different pantries, and we're kind of saying, hey, this is a model we should keep, even after it's, like, well, safe enough to get out of the car. This is quick and convenient for many people.
Sure. So for these types of events, the ones in Atlantic and the one here in Anita, do you have a pretty good network of volunteers then to help out?
We do. We've got just fantastic volunteers that help from all sorts of places, churches in the community, people that work at the food pantries, other people who are just interested. Yeah.
Well, I know, Brigham, that a lot of these ideas kind of came up because of the need created through the pandemic. And, you know, we hope we're getting, you know, closer every day to the end of having to worry about some of these specific issues. But do you see now that we've identified this as a need and a process that really works pretty well, that even once the pandemic is largely behind us, we may continue with these?
Yeah, I really think there's a good chance. All four food pantries in the area have done a much more drive-up style, drive-through style, and I wouldn't be surprised if some keep them. Like I said, I'm going to be helping with quarterly pantries, and I am going to be asking if we can keep this model because it's just so much easier for us to serve so many more people without making people wait such a long time.
You betcha. Well, I know we talked about the dates, times, and details about the ones in Atlantic. The one in Anita, I'm forgetting if we talked about that, 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, May 19th, and that'll be located at the Anita Food Pantry at 208 Chestnut Street in Anita. And again, same process. There'll be volunteers to help you through, and it won't take very long. I'm guessing these are pretty much in and out.
They really are. Yep.
Yeah, so you can even bring the kids and not have to worry about them fussing too much because you're waiting a while.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
Another
benefit. Do you see more of these types of opportunities coming? And we're getting now into the growing season. I know that this is going to get to be a very busy time for you, and I know you've got Claire Smith on board to help out and with the Grow Another Row program. These types of programs with local distribution, local production, these things are really taking off.
They really are. It is so exciting to have Claire in as the coordinator for Grow Another Row. Yes, I think we're going to see a lot more of it. We are realizing through community surveys and whatnot that a lot of people are interested in growing more food. I think people got more interested in food gardening during the pandemic, and they're still interested in doing that and sharing and talking about their experiences. So, yeah, I hope we have a big local food growing movement, and we see a lot of that this summer.
Sure. I know a lot of places are starting to see more and more of this type of activity. Do you feel like maybe here locally we're kind of helping to lead the way on this?
Oh my gosh, yes. Actually, I have been asked to talk at like state conferences and things about the local food stuff that we've got going on in Cass County. We should feel incredibly proud. Yes, we've got some really cool programs.
Oh, very good. And in addition to that, the farmers market season's almost here. So it's getting to be a pretty good time of the year if you enjoy some of that fresh, locally produced, probably picked today kind of stuff.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Exciting time of the year. Well, Brigham, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here this morning, and hope folks take advantage of the Farmers to Families Food Box giveaways here in Atlantic on May 8th and May 18th, and then also the drive-through mobile food pantry in Anita coming up later this month on May 19th. Great opportunities for folks, and we hope they take advantage of them. Thanks for helping coordinate.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.